I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. If you want more information, you can get it at ETFtrends.com. Tom not only runs ETF Trends, he is the president of Global Trend Asset Management. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, or you can follow the firm at ETF Trends on Twitter. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Utility Select Sector Spider ETF, ticker symbol XLU.
XLU. Now, that is a very popular ETF, especially anybody who's at all involved in the utility sector. But we've had a lot of folks saying utilities are a bad bet right now because they've been bid up tremendously by folks who have been searching for dividends. So why is this the ETF of the week?
You bring up a great point, Chuck. A lot of people have been saying, is this dividend play over? Forget utilities, just dividends in general. But dividend-related ETFs and dividends in general continue to be popular as I think investors are looking for yield, right? So we've got that number one. But number two, you've got the equity play here. So you've got the best of both worlds in this utility ETF. And on top of that, it's a somewhat defensive play in the fact that utilities, although they participate when equity runs do happen, they tend not to be as volatile. However, you do have times when they actually outperform markets, like we've had so far this year, when this ETF in particular is up almost 16% when the S&P is up 9%. So we've had the moon and the stars, I think, aligned in the right place, where you've got a somewhat defensive play, you've got a decent yield, which right now is at 3.7% for this utility ETF, where the yield on the S&P is only 2%, but also you've had a very low interest rate environment, which continues to make it good for utility-related stocks.
Is this the kind of allocation that somebody's making, basically saying, I want a permanent allocation here, or is this a play that says I want to have these income generating stocks because in these market conditions I want to have income generating stocks?
First, if you've got a broad-based diversified portfolio, you've already got utilities within your portfolio. So I think that's important that we point out. Number two, though, if you feel that the old adage, invest through May and then go away as far as the market's concerned, and you feel that the little rockiness that we're having in the market these days may bode not necessarily well for the markets going forward, and you wanted to downshift from a risk standpoint, it may make sense to overweight in utilities where you may want to get out of areas that have done quite well, like financial services. So it can be a tactical play as well, and that's something to kind of take into account. So I would say this, and again, as we get back to the overall trends, in the past few weeks where we've seen a correction in equity markets, we've actually seen this ETF hit new highs. And if you look at the 200-day average, you can see that we're at least 8% above the 200-day average. So that would give you a good stop-loss point as far as going forward. And I can't imagine, based on the low volatility of the utilities area, that you would see that anytime soon.
I want to give people a sense based on what you do. How unusual is it for you to be saying, I want to be buying something when it's already reached new record highs? Because while you do follow trends, you're normally trying to get in early on the trend, and there are plenty of folks who think the market on the whole can't sustain these highs.
Well, if you go back and you look historically, even after bear markets like 2000 to 2002 and 2008 to 2009, utilities were affected just like everything else. However, it shouldn't be scary to see a new high in an area, because that means the trend is in the right direction. And still, we're just about at the highs of 2007. If the economy is in better shape, if general markets are in better shape, and surely there's always going to be a demand for utilities, and the fact that this ETF is very well diversified with blue chip utilities in a variety of different areas, you know, like power producers, energy traders, gas utility companies, electric utilities, there's a lot of good diversification within that ETF. It shouldn't be scary to be able to say, yeah, I happen to buy it when it was a recent high, because there can be a lot more recent highs as we go forward.
What is the appropriate allocation to this fund? And what are the is an appropriate expectation for it?
Yeah. Again, for the next 3 years, I would imagine increasing your overall allocation by 5% in the equity side would be appropriate. But also, from a stop-loss standpoint, use that 200-day average. At least be aware of that 200-day average as you go forward, because although it is a somewhat defensive play from an equity standpoint, everything could always go down. Right, Chuck?
Absolutely. And much as we hate to say that, we do recognize that down is a direction that you're going to take about one-third of the time. But at the same time, that's why you like buying sometimes at highs, because up is there a lot, too. So this is a really interesting pick. It's one that I think a lot of people can get comfortable with. It is the ETF of the week, the Spider Select Sector Utilities Fund, XLU, Utilities Select Sector Spider, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, it's ETFtrends.com. or on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Moneyline.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview and much more when Money Life continues.